So, The Crown's Game by Evelyn Sykes is one of the best fantasy books I've read this year. It's set in Russia in 1825, and it's full of magic and plot twists and romance and a couple deaths. It's a good read for people who are fans of Harry Potter and the Hunger Games. It's action-packed, full of magic, quick-paced, but only one person can live to be the winner. The Crown's Game is the first in a set of two books, and the second is The Crown's Fate. I say fans of Harry Potter and Hunger Games would like it because it's kind of a Hunger Games, but with magic, but there's only really two people playing, so, yeah. So, the first few chapters of the book focus on Vika Andreeva, an enchantress girl living on Ovchinen Island near St. Petersburg, which is a fake island. The book then switches to the point of view of Nikolai Karamov, an enchanter boy living in St. Petersburg. The book switches to the point of several other characters, but the bulk of the book focuses on those two as they compete in a battle known as the Crown's Game. Each takes turns casting enchantments to impress the Tsar, everything from beautiful colors and shows to actually attempting to kill each other. As the game commences, and enchantments are made, with Nikolai and his best friend Pasha begin to fall in love with Vika. In the end, only one enchanter can live, and neither of them wants to die. So I liked the way that the relationship between Sergei and Galina was incorporated into the story without taking away from the main storyline. They were enemies, but they were also friends, and both were training an enchanter / enchantress. They became friendly during their time in Siberia. Another good thing the author did was to create scenarios that always kept you reading. The ball, the fight between Pasha and Nikolai, and each turn in the game itself were some of the many places that made the book impossible to put down. One of the things that I disliked about the book was whenever they introduced another main character in the middle of the book. I'm not going to say names because it would kind of spoil it, but she was introduced completely aside from the main story, and then it just kind of left off till the end. No explanation was given as to who she was until she was introduced back into the story. So, but all in all, I think the book easily deserves the 4.2 rating it has on Amazon, and I would give it a rating closer to 4.5 because it was all in all a good read and the characters were well developed. So, my friend Isaac, he also read the book, but he had a different opinion on it, so I would like to share that opinion with you now. So, what did you like about the book?
Well, I did like the theme of it. I did like how it was set in Imperial Russia, and how the magic just kind of felt real, like as if, as I was reading it on the page, it just felt real to me.
Okay, so I know you said you actually, as a whole, didn't like the book.
Yes.
So what didn't you like about it? What made you not like it?
The love story between the main characters felt very forced. Like, they're trying to kill each other, but at the same time, they love each other. I didn't like that.
Like how they know that they can't be together, but they're still trying, and
yeah.
It's just not very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who would you recommend this book to?
I'd recommend it to anyone who's looking for a good fantasy book and who also wouldn't mind a good love story. I mean, I don't personally like the love story, but if
that's better than Twilight,
obviously.
So would you be interested in reading the next book in the series?
Probably.
Okay.
I guess it just depends. If it's like the only thing that I could really find, then probably.
Okay. So, who is your favorite character and why, but still no spoilers?
Right, okay. Well, my favorite was probably the Tsar's son, Pasha.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just he's really charismatic and he's fun, and I like that.
Okay. What would you rate this book overall?
Since I didn't really like the book overall, I'd give it maybe a 3 out of 5. Overall, not really that good of a book, but in my opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Again, that was Isaac.
Hello.
And he didn't like the book.
Bye.
If you want to get a copy of this book, you can get it on Amazon for about $6, or Misk Foster has two copies that I know of. Miss Briggs has a sequel in her room. I do not know where at in her room, so you'd have to talk to her about that. All things considered, The Crown's Game is well worth the time spent reading it. The characters are well developed, and the plot is nice and twisty. The ending is unexpected, and the magic is amazing. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I greatly appreciate it, and I would like to thank Isaac for allowing me to interview him, and I hope you enjoyed his input.
Oh, thank you.